Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio. Woohoo!
From the interstate between a KFC restaurant and a McDonald's,
right.
Sitting in the parking lot. Hey, John, how are you?
Well, you said you're between, like, fast food restaurants, right?
Yeah, McDonald's and the KFC, and I'm actually sitting here drinking McDonald's.
So do you know what this means then?
What does it mean?
Ha-ha.
Hey, and I'm drinking it. Oh, you're right.
Yes, you have just pahas all over the fucking place. You got straws everywhere. That's great.
And I'm drinking a chocolate shake with a paha in it. So there you go. Hey.
Well, if you can drink a shake through a straw, it ain't no shake, bitch.
In fact, let me see. Hold on a second. Here's true sound effects.
Yeah, suck hard.
Oh, shit, I can't. Oh, man, I just got a fucking brain freeze.
Well, this isn't going to hurt much.
Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm traveling. I've been in Texas this week, and I didn't have enough time to go from the airport back to home base, so I'm sitting in the parking lot.
Oh, don't wait. Hey. Why are you telling people, oh, so sorry. Oh, please. You sound as good as you did below the Manson-Nixon line, and you still are.
kiss my ass. So,
I ain't got all day, bitch.
Let me tell you, and we've got, this is an abbreviated version because I can't, I'm only sit here like an hour. I got places to go and people to meet. But
oh, you got people to do and places to go. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, well, I actually did that last night. But
oh, good. What's his name?
You're funny. I was in
his
San
Antonio. His name was
through a straw. I was in San Antonio, Texas, and I was actually out to dinner with a young lady. And let me tell you, she's a foodie, but she does not like spicy foods. And when a foodie woman says to you, and I quote, John, when a foodie woman says you that her tongue has big taste buds and filled with crevices, don't you think you want to go out with her?
I want to put some spackle in those crevices, make sure they don't leak.
We had a good time. Hello, Kath. If you're listening, she's out in San Antonio.
Did you grout her?
If that's what you want to call it. Yeah, we did a lot of grouting last night.
Oh, dang. So she's now weatherproofed.
Yeah, there you go. Full weather. We had a good time. We actually went to a cigar bar. Have you ever been to a cigar bar? It was actually
a
like
cigar,
a yuppie
a bar. Cigar bar? You mean a cigar bar?
Yeah, a cigar bar.
No, it's called a cigar bar.
It was like a millennium bar, and I was the oldest
person
in the place.
So you got a whole bunch of fruitcakes, hipster people showing up their penny farthing bikes with bird nests in their beers, looking for the Oktoberfest pumpkin spice brew of the day.
You were there. Jeez, I didn't see you last
time.
No,
dude, you said the one word that set it off. And,
No, it was actually really. I had a good time. We smoked cigars, we had drinks, and we went and had oven. What do you call that shit? I can't think of what it's called. Not oven baked pizza. What do you call
oven?
Damn it.
We call that a proper like restaurant.
Brick oven. You know, I'm not even drunk tonight. I can't even think of damn brick
oven.
Wow,
I am, and you're worse than me, dude. The fuck?
No, that's
messed up.
That's what I've been doing. You always ask me, what have I been up to? So now you know what I was doing this week. I was in San Antonio, Texas. But
he's got poontang on the brain.
Yes. Let me see. It was on more than the brain. Let me see. I'm going to play.
That's not saying much. I hope you're hung bigger than your brain.
All right. What have you been doing at DEF CON Sauces?
We got a whole bunch of shit going on. We always do.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute, Joe.
I need my Superman music. Come on.
No, hold on.
Let it up.
I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, God. Now you're a house bitch.
I'm trying to figure out how to do this. Hold on. I'm sitting in my damn truck.
I'm in my damn truck. God damn, I've been sleeping here for 4 days. I'm in my damn truck, got a possum living in the back. I drove that goddamn thing, it was an escaped cat. I don't know what the hell's going on in my truck. I'm sitting there talking on the radio. I don't know what the hell's going on inside my radio, but yet, goddamn, I see shit moving all around my truck. I don't know where I is, but I'm here. There you go. That's nice. Okay, DEF CON Sauces, sorry for the interlude. DEF CON Sauces, yes, we actually start our two favorite farmers markets this fucking weekend. We do Chatham Township, or Chatham Borough, whatever they call it, Chatham, New Jersey, in the train station parking lot. We are setting up for the first farmers market of the season. They have a ton of vendors. Come on down. It's really a cool selection of stuff. And then on Sunday, that goes from 8 to 1, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Man, by 2 p.m., I must be down in Mindawaskin Park in Westfield to catch Pokemon. It's community day, and I got that chance to get a shiny Tyranitar. Anyway, besides that, on Sunday, we are heading to Chester, New Jersey. my favorite Sunday market. And we've been doing this thing for friggin' years. It's a real fun one. It's on the old 24, right in the middle of Chester. It's in the big ball field to your right if you're coming in from Mendham. On your left if you're going toward Mendham. There it is. It goes from 10 to 3, and it's they got a whole bunch of new vendors. It should be a lot of fun. It's the kickoff for the farmers market season, and I'm real happy to do it because, man, it's going to be a gorgeous fucking weekend.
What I'm laughing about is here, while you're talking about that, I don't know if anybody could hear you.
Well, you rubbed one out? What are you talking about?
No, I couldn't adjust the volume, so I may have bled over on you with your theme song. I don't know.
Don't bleed on me. I mean, my wife's an EMT, but come on, dude.
All right. So we have an abbreviated version here. I'm not even sure you can call in. If you want to try 713.
Oh, come on. We need to do it for California, and we need the Kentucky lady.
714-242-5272. If you call in, I think I can do it here from my truck with
you.
This
can do it.
System.
You can do it.
I can do it.
You
so
can
talk,
do it.
There's a man sitting out here. I'm at the McDonald's, and people who travel, they always take their dogs out, take a piss at the McDonald's, and he's standing here looking at me, trying to figure out why in the hell I'm yelling into my phone.
Is he pissing on his dog?
Yeah, he's got a little poodle. He's taking a piss. Anyway.
He's not even worth talking to. No, men with poodles, please. It's like men, if the dog is only about 6 inches up from your ankle, don't walk that in public.
Radio show. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, you got a dog. Oh, you must carry your dog around in your man purse.
Yeah, I don't think he speaks
English.
Well,
that was a quick intervention. I never had an invention like that there, Frankie. I got an intervention on that one. What the hell happened? That was kind of fucked up.
All right.
But it was.
Are you ready to do some food news?
Oh, hey, that's why I'm here.
I know. Well, first of all, we have a correction to make from last week.
Oh, no, we don't.
Oh, yeah, we do. The old IHOB.
The IHOBble. That's when you backed up with the cops. They hobble you. Yeah, go ahead.
So unless you live in a cave, I guess you've heard that IHOP is temporarily, by the way, it's temporarily changing their name to IHOB. Now, I thought it meant International House of Breakfast, but as it turns out, they're now promoting burgers. It's now the International House of Burgers.
Oh,
and
get
going
the hell out of here.
I swear to God.
Are you
sure?
Oh, dude, that's... No. Okay, we're all rated now. That's fucked up. International... That was a breakfast joint since I was a sperm in my dad's scrotum. That's a breakfast joint. That's a breakfast joint.
Well...
Burgers. Don't tell me. Next, give me halal.
Well, it's not.
Good.
They've got a new burger lineup, and the name change is not permanent. It will stay IHOP, but this was a marketing ploy. Which, by the way, the marketing ploy worked pretty well. I mean, did you
marketing
you,
tool?
You missed all-
yeah. It was a tool who thought this up. Was a tool. He has to be in the marketing department. Yeah, he's a tool. What the fuck? Leave it alone, you fuck. Oh, gee, you know, why can't people leave things alone that have been there forever? You may need 14 bathrooms now because I may be like a gender fluid binary whatever the fuck I think I am in the morning. Dude, just stay to what you've done for 50 years. Oh,
well, it gets
is that too much to ask?
Now. Wendy's got into the game this week.
Hey,
wait,
no, don't fuck with Wendy's.
Well, listen to what Wendy's did. Wendy's actually did it. I thought was a really cool. What they said was.
Okay. I think it's cool. Okay. I'm on board with this. Otherwise, you're gonna piss off my wife.
Now, Wendy said is, why would you want to buy burgers from someone who can't even make pancakes that good, and they think it's hard to make pancakes.
Oh, snap. Yeah, she went there. Oh, my. I love it.
And Burger King changed their logo on Twitter to Pancake King. And they're actually going to start selling pancakes. But you know what? The Burger King burgers suck anyway, so maybe they should try pancakes.
You know what? That's what's fucked up. When you walk by either a McDonald's or a Burger King, okay, I hate both of them. I don't go in there. I think that's garbage. When you walk by, when you smell what's coming out of their hoods into the atmosphere, it does not smell like food. It doesn't. It smells like between what a bilge pump puts out and some Monsanto thing, and they got together and made a candle. And here, smell my candle in your house. Oh, God, this smells like Burger King or McDonald's. It's non-food. They don't serve food. They serve things that will survive the zombie apocalypse unprotected, leave in the sun. It's not going to go bad. It's not like you buy shrimp out of a freaking – oh, never mind. Yeah, you're from Maryland. You get it. You never buy shrimp from the guy on the side of the road and out of the back of a van when it's in a black, like, cooler. You never buy the shrimp guy. Those are cooler roasted.
I've actually bought those before. They're usually pretty good.
You're a sick fuck.
Let me go back to IHOP. So they're going to have
– IHOP. I hobble.
The new breakfast, not new breakfast, I want to call them breakfast burgers. The new burgers are called the Cowboy Barbecue Burger, the Jalapeno Kick Burger, the Mushroom and Swish Burger, the Classic Burger, the Classic with Bacon.
Wait, Classic! Wait. They never made burgers. Now it's a Classic? What the shit?
It's a Classic.
You're selling your Elvis. What the hell?
And the Mega Monster Burger. So...
Mega Monster Burger. We give you two of the Elvis burgers.
Here's what
this is so hard,
too.
You know, I'm in distress right now. I really feel bad about this. This sucks.
The IHOP/IHOP president said they want to change the way which they are conveyed in the market. Their brand wants to begin talking about burgers and be as considered as seriously about burgers as they are about their pancakes.
What a dumbass. Who hired this guy? Who the fuck hired this guy? IHOP. Dude, IHOP is IHOP. Leave it the fuck alone. It's like McDonald's. McDonald's. They now serve lamb. Why?
Wait till you hear the next story.
You're gonna give me one of these nights because it's gotta be an abbreviated show. Got it. Go.
Yes. All right. KFC. I'm sitting in front of a KFC between a McDonald's.
I have to interject. The new commercials, well, the ones going out for like the last year, those are creepy as shit, dude. It's like somebody has dementia and they're asking the guys for directions on commercials. I say, like, what the fuck's wrong with you people? What happened to like KFC? You've turned totally creepy. This is like Evil Dead 2 meets the Texas Chainsaw Massacre meets a dumbass.
Are you ready for? Wait, okay, you're sitting down. Because this is gonna blow your mind.
Oh God!
One of the ways that KFC is looking to make their product more calorie friendly, okay, they're coming out with a veggie alternative chicken sandwich.
Eat the retard kid.
It will use the same secret blend of 11 spices that the Colonel has always made his chicken. It'll be seasoned with KFC's natural taste, but it will have no chicken in it. It will be made out of a vegetable fake chicken patty.
They're serving battered Stephen Hawking.
It's going to be a seasoned meat-free creation.
A meat-free creation? No, 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 wait, 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 Holy Quebec, a meat-free creation. Do you have any idea how scary that sounds for an animal product? It's a creation. We don't know quite what it is. We're going to call it a creation. Are you freaking kidding me? Dude, this is – oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Meat-free, but wait, but this is the part that I really think is funny.
This is going to get better?
You know why do you know why they're doing this other than calories, John?
Oh, why not?
Because KFC believes by offering these new products to their existing customers and new customers, that they will be changing their dining habits and bringing new customers of the vegan style into their stores.
They're lining up for that shit. Yeah, we're going to bring our existing customers who are used to chicken, because KFC is Kentucky Fried Chicken. We're going to bring our existing customers. Yeah, they're all suddenly going to go some Monsanto-laced, centipede-based, freaking some veggie vegan shit thing that grew out of a lab. Yeah, they're gonna get those, and then you're gonna get vegans. Yeah, I've always seen vegans line up for KFC. I mean, it's great stuff. I mean, they line up in droves. It's like a methadone clinic. They line up for this shit on Saturday mornings at like 8 o'clock. They're all shaking. They need their KFC. Vegans say when they're standing in line for it. Are you fucking kidding me? This is stupid, dude. And people pay these people. People pay. The people that do this stuff are paid to do these things. Oh, my God. Honestly. KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's what they do. And now it's going to be vegan. That's like Vegan King or McVegan.
Wait, no.
It's like McRib. I mean, McRib is not made out of any known protein base that is actually, like, animal. It's made out of something that's formed into another rib. And actually, some people think it's a rib. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? This is like boneless chicken. It's a puddle of feathered meat.
All right. Well,
boneless chicken. Just grow up and eat the fucking chicken.
Wait. Instead of KFC, they should call the restaurants now MFC, Meat Free Creation. MFC.
Did you actually write that down, or that was stream of conscious?
Yes,
you did.
MFC. Yes.
Oh,
Meat Free Creation.
Killing
me. All right. By the
no,
way, I know the man.
It's KFC,
I'm
starting. No, KFC. That can't find chicken because they weren't vegan. Can't find a chicken. It's KFC. Can't find chicken.
MFC. I actually know the man who
KFC can't find chicken. Nope, because they weren't vegan. I'm sticking with that.
Can't chicken. I do know the man who invented the McRib sandwich, by the way.
Oh, I'm proud of you, son. Dude, people actually think that is a molded meat. It's like taking compound, joint compound, and forming it into a thing of a rib and throwing some barbecue sauce on it and putting it on a bun and selling it to the public, and they buy it because it's a McRib.
Well, you know, the actual technical term that the man uses in making the McRib, it's called an extrusion. They actually extrude.
And an emulsification.
Yes, exactly.
It's an E&E. It's an extrusion emulsification, but we figured we cut it short because people couldn't understand those big words, so we just called it McRib. So y'all like that. It's E&E. It's E&E. Eat and eat. Just eat and eat. And you're going to like it because we put sauce on it and it's on a bun. But bun's got sesame seeds on it. So, hey, if you got dentures, well, you watch out for the sesame seeds. But you're going to like it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had it? I've had that McRib.
I have, and I thought it was absolutely disgusting. Because I guess I'm kind of a foodie, because I have to be. But dude, I've been this is years ago, because we don't have McRibs around here anymore. Thank God. It's one thing Jersey did right. We cast out the McRib. But look at the makeup of it. There's no grain in this meat. This is just. This must be an extraction emulsification. This must be one of them E&E things they put on a bun. So I'm going to go with that. So I'm going to go E&E. And I ain't going to eat another bite of that shit because that stuff tastes like dog.
We wore that one out. Now.
Yeah, we did. I don't care. Dude, that's nasty.
Now, this is not really a food story, but it pisses me off. So I had to put it in here.
Oh, good. Got to hear this one. Go.
Yeah, you got to hear this. All right. Raising the smoking age in Illinois could drive younger customers to neighboring stores at other states to purchase, to purchase snacks along with tobacco and nicotine products.
According stop the presses. Stop the presses.
Yes. But wait.
This has never happened before in the history of man.
But, okay, the bill recently passed by Illinois State Senate and House would raise
Illinois. No, think about what you're saying. It raises Illinois, the politicians in Illinois, they eat McRibs. A lot of them. A lot of them.
But, John, here's why I'm pissed off. Okay, they raised the smoking age from 18 to 21. Now, here's where I get pissed off.
Which is fine. I gave up 3 years ago. I'm glad I did.
No, it's not. If you're going to send our young men and women to battle and go
that's a non-argument. That's a non-argument. That's a non-argument. They can drink and they can smoke because they are part of the military. Non-argument. Please don't use that.
Wait a minute. Did they get special privileges?
They do. It's an exemption. Stop it.
Are you serious? So they can go into a 7-Eleven and
it's a non-argument. It's been a non-argument since World War II.
They have to show their military ID, though, right?
Well, yeah. I got to show military ID. Well, shit. I got to show an ID to drink. I guess that's how young I look. No, if there's an age on something and they want ID, you show ID. Military have exemptions. And that is such a non-argument that is all over Facebook. So you give them guns, but they can't drink. Oh, my God. Oh, no, no. Shut the fuck up. They have exemptions. If you're in the military, you can get drinks, you can get guns, and you can get cigarettes because you're part of the military. It's a non-argument. And anybody that says different, you're wrong. So anyway.
I'm challenging you on that one.
Good. Yeah, my dad's West Point. He speaks at a lot of different things. Yeah, he'd be. I'll bring my dad on this one. This would be good. He's a Colonel West Point. He'll tell you right. You
I'm gonna take my argument.
You're in the military? No. If you're in the military, that was like 1948. I think they passed that bullshit. Where it's like, if you're in the military, well, goddamn, you can die. You can die for your country. Let the boy have a beer. And that was pretty much the mindset, and that was the correct mindset.
But okay, if your facts are correct, what's the difference between somebody who's 21?
It's a non-argument. It's a non-argument.
Someone who's 19 or 20 that's not in the service.
Well, it's a non-service. Well, go join up. You want to drink and smoke early? Join up. They'd be glad to have you. Get out of your parents' basement. Join the army.
I'll find out, and we'll talk about it next week.
We will, and maybe I'll have Dad on too as a rebut. I can do these.
All right, here we go.
I got fingers.
You know, everybody's talking about the environment, right? You got sustainability and all that.
No, not everyone. Not everyone. I don't talk about the because it changes every year. And
well,
nobody's realized this yet. It started out as global cooling, and then it went to global warming, and neither one of those worked. So now it's climate change. So anytime the temperature changes, they're right. So go ahead.
My point is there's been lots of emphasis about the environment and you're supposed to be recycling and sustainability and all that other bullshit.
Soil and green is people. Yes, I get it.
Wait till you hear these facts. Americans are recycling less corrugated cardboard compared to the last several years, according to the American Forest and Paper Association. While online sales have surged in the last 5 years, with cardboard use rising over 8%, cardboard recycling has dropped. In 2017, it dropped by a total of 300,000 fewer tons, even though consumption went up 3.5%.
Because it burns in a fire pit really well.
It does burn in the fire pit really well.
It does. It really does. Really well. It starts fires like a motherfucker. It really does. It's made a lot of people are using it for that. Oh, my God. But that means if people are using it, oh, we're raising the temperature. Oh. No, global cooling. No, we didn't get. But global warming. No, but the temperature went up. Well, shit, climate change. Yeah, the temperature went up. Oh, the climate changed. Oh, in the world. There it is. And that's the whole argument.
All right. Here we go. Amazon, Whole Foods. You ready for this story?
Okay. I'm going to interject something before you tell your story. Amazon. All right. You know that little smiley box? You know the smiley box.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a smiley box. Right. You know, it's not a smile. You know what that is?
What?
I'm 100% truthful. If you look at where the smile starts and where the smile ends, it's from A to Z. It's the pointing from A to Z. It's not a smile. See, now you learned something today.
Thank you very much, Professor.
And you learned something today, motherfucker. You learned something. See, this is an educational program. I wish more people would listen. Oh, well, who are our top listeners?
I don't know, because I haven't had a chance to look that up this week.
Oh, I guess a car just went by. Okay.
I said, I don't know.
He got a window open.
I did not have a chance to look it up this week.
Oh. You're going to piss off North Korea, and nothing's going to get done.
Back to Amazon. They are now offering to 14 new cities a 2-hour delivery of their products for Whole Foods.
Oh, God. that's right. Yeah, that's right. They went with the asparagus water people. I forgot.
Yes. My question is, do you really, really have to have a 2-hour delivery for your groceries? I mean, what's the urgency?
Because if you need food that badly, that means you're overweight and can't get to it because you can't get out of the bed you're laying in. 2 hours, that's dumb. It's dumb.
I know. I don't understand why they invested so much money to deliver groceries so fast. I can see if it's a pizza in 30 minutes or less. But
you order a pizza because you order pizza because you're hungry. You order like asparagus water. It's because you're a fucking moron. And if you're I need 19 artichokes and I need some plant for some fall bread and the stuff that comes on a stick. It's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You have a, and you're a woman, and you have a beard. Oh, it's gross. I can see it. I'm visualizing a woman hipster. She's got a beard and a flannel coat, and there's birds coming out of her beard.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal why you get your groceries in 2 hours.
Because it's stupid. Everybody wants now. It's like, okay, don't you realize now comes with a price, like humanity.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ. Can I get a delivery tomorrow? I mean yesterday.
All right, here's another study for you. You ready? This is a special study, and here's the results of the study.
Special.
Yep, people spent millions of dollars for this study, John. You ready? This is the conclusion of the study.
God. Paint chips cause paint.
The American Society for Nutrition did a study, and they found...
American Society for Nutrition. Now, that's important. Yes. Not
They found that tens of billions of dollars could be saved in healthcare costs if Americans ate more healthy food.
Oh, yeah. Go to KFC. Yeah, go to IHOP. They got great burgers and breakfast. The IHO B&B, burgers and breakfast. What the frick? Oh.
It said that we could save between 21 and $135 billion in healthcare costs if people were eat more fish, nuts, fruits, and olive oil.
Oh, yeah, yo, you're eating more nuts. How about you eat more nuts, bitch? It's like, what the fuck? And if everybody died, there'll be no bad living. We'd all be healthy if we all died. Right?
I'm not making this stuff up. I mean,
What was the name of the, it was the American what?
It was the American, let me go back, the American Society for Nutrition.
American Society for Nutrition. We are here for you. Don't eat your box. Don't eat the box tops. Send them in. What the fuck? I love the names of these stupid people. They get paid billions of dollars out of your wallet and my wallet to make these stupid freaking studies about bullshit. It's bullshit. It's all bullshit.
I guess you heard the news.
Speaking of bullshit,
I guess you heard the Starbucks president of. CEO has stepped down because he's getting into politics. He's going to run.
He should have stepped down about 2 years ago, but that's beside the point. Right about when Target didn't care if your daughter was in there with a 70-year-old man. That's fine. But whatever. He should have stepped down a while ago, but he chose not to. He wanted to make sure he had his golden parachute before he did. And so a venti is still a fucking venti, even though it's not even a word.
The coffee giant and Chase Manhattan Banks are launching the Starbucks Reward Visa prepaid card, the first general-purpose prepaid debit card for consumers can earn stars for purchasing outside of Starbucks. The new card is integrated directly into Starbucks Rewards loyalty program.
Bloodstream. This is
Starbucks
so
is getting into banking now. And
yeah,
have
that's
their own
right.
Debit
that's
card.
Right. There wasn't that from Annie Daddy Warbucks.
Yes, it was.
It was. Imagine that.
Imagine.
No correlation. No, erase those mind thinks. No. Erase that. Oh please. Starbucks sucks. It's a bunch of fucking. What happened when we were growing up? Yeah, okay, I'm 50-something, I don't give a flying fuck. People are real, and we didn't have, like, these triggered things, like, everybody got along, like Chico and the Man. We had the Jeffersons. We had Archie
Chico
Bunker, all this shit, and nobody got offended. Nobody got fucking offended because we all had, like, reality, like, it's funny, it's laughable. Well, this whole world is laughable now. It's become, the world is one big sitcom. It is.
You're right. No, I just had a conversation with someone today about this new gender pronoun. Have you heard about this whole gender pronoun?
The Z, yeah. Right? Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you? If you got a pencil, you're a man. If you got a pencil sharpener, you're a woman. Okay, that's the way it is. That's the way it's always going to be, and that's the way it's been for like tens of thousands of years. You have a tab A and a slot B. You're either an A or a B. There's no gender binary fluid bullshit thing with peppercorns on top. No, it doesn't happen.
You're wrong, John. In the academic world, you've got
The academic world is full of the 50-year-olds that never moved out of their parents' basement. That's the academic. Oh, these are the people telling you that you're wrong by thinking there's only a man or a woman. No, no. Has nothing to do with actual genetics. No. These friggin' idiots, they're like fawning over the color of their wallpaper in the basement. Please. Ugh. That's the academic world.
You can be a he, a she,
or
a
Z.
They, or gone. Yes.
Oh, good. So I can be four people on stage at once. I'm Sybil. I'm fucking Sybil on stage. I consider myself to be all four. So talk to me. I don't know who's going to answer back, but talk to me. Ask me a question. Oh, you kidding me, really?
All right. Let's change. Before we get in too much trouble, let's change gears here.
I get in trouble. No, dude. The whole gender thing is bullshit. You got a pencil or you don't have a pencil. That's the way it works. That's the way the world revolves. If two pencils get together, they're not going to have a third pencil unless they adopt it. If two non-pencils get together and they're not going to have a child, they have to adopt it. A pencil and a non-pencil, that's A or B. X, Y, there's no Z.
All right, moving to the next story.
Jesus Christ!
What do you think? They did a survey. What were the two fast food companies? Actually, one of them's not a fast food company. What were the two food companies?
Okay, let me interject. I'm gonna fuck you up with the question, and I'm gonna fuck you up even more. But go ahead.
No, when people are drunk, what are the two companies, food companies, that they go to? When they want something to eat when they're drunk.
Well, one's not. Well, I live in Jersey. It'd be a diner. Everybody goes to diners. I'm gonna say McDonald's, but I'm not gonna say Taco Bell because that's not food.
Yes, Taco Bell, 41%.
But that's
Taco
not food.
Bell, the best place to go when you're drunk. Yep.
They got sued for a Chihuahua. Dropped a chalupa. They got sued for that shit.
Number two, this one's going to probably crack you up too. 27% voted. You ready for this?
Oh, God.
You're probably
IHOP.
Say, yeah, no, well, you're close. Waffle House.
See, you know, I got no. Okay. Waffle House, I don't have a problem with. You know why?
Why?
For one. Because Maggie refuses to go to one. But the other reason is you can get chopped, chunk, smothered, covered, and scattered. Yes, you can. Your hash browns come a whole bunch of different ways, and your orange juice comes out of a spackle bucket. I like Waffle House. Right next to Sheets.
Number three was actually Denny's was the third choice, but
Denny's. I would consider Denny's to be the everywhere else version of a diner in Jersey.
Yeah.
Except the diners in Jersey got better food than Denny's, but that's beside the point. They
that's
do.
That's all the food news.
You kidding me?
Yeah, I'm done. Because I'm on an abbreviated.
See what you wanted? You wanted the abbreviated session, and you got it.
Yes, I did. So, is there anything else you would like to add? Nobody's calling.
I can add for another hour.
You can add for another hour. Hold on.
Don't tempt me. It's past my bedtime. I got to go to bed.
Hey, I'm getting texts from people. People say you're wrong about your military thing.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I'm getting texts from people, and I'm getting texts, and I'm also getting information that's got articles that I got to read now. But I think you're going to lose this bet.
I don't care.
Just so you know.
I don't care.
All right, you got anything else you want to add?
Yeah. Come with us next for the next fantasy traveling. Next Friday we'll be on from 9 to maybe 10, and Maybe Frank will finally find a home. He's out of his truck today. This may change. This may change for the better. Maybe he'll come above the Manson-Nixon line and actually join society. We shall see. But anyway, we shall be online next Friday at 9 p.m. Same bat time, same bat channel.
We'll
I just farted.
We'll see everybody.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Hey!
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Awesome!
Let it move out. should go. Cause the devil's got a charcoal pit and a goodbye down below. It's a street and a good